Laborers in the Vineyard from Matthew and the Psalms. How does God, the creator of all things, treat us, the subjects of God's creation? Let us look at Peter's question to Jesus, what will happen to us? We have left everything to follow you. This parable gives us insight about something we may all encounter in our place of work or in our attempt to do justice for all. We may see this as helpful or maybe not. This question begins the parable, what is the kingdom of God like? Take a moment and think, what is a kingdom? And from our reading, who are the laborers in this story? And where do we fit in? In this story or parable, Jesus tells them the kingdom of God is like a landowner who hires laborers to bring in the harvest and offers them a day's wages for a day's work. The landowner continues looking for workers as the day draws on. New help continues to appear right up to the last hour. As the landowner begins to pay first the laborers last hired, he gives them a full day's wage, and with all the others, the same wage that they had all agreed. Some get upset and begin to complain, saying, "This is not fair." The landowner hears them grumbling and asks if they did not agree to the payment at the beginning of the day. If so, why are you upset? Is it because this landowner is generous? What would we think if we had been put in this same situation? The landowner in the parable is God, and the laborers are ones called by the Holy Spirit to go out and spread the gospel to all people. Some have been laborers all their life, and they represent the ones called early in the morning. Some are the ones not called yet. They will be the ones called at the last hour before the harvest is complete. If we have always believed in Jesus Christ and have always tried to do the work of a Christian, do we deserve special bonuses or privileges? Before we began the work, the wages was paid. We received forgiveness of our sin and the life eternal with the God of all creation. We are laborers who do not deserve the payment offered by God. The ones who come at the end, on the final hour, will receive the same wages because we have a generous God. We should celebrate his generosity because we are the Gentiles whom he has included. We are the ones who come at the final hour. We are the ones that Jesus comes to open the gate of God's righteousness on the last day. We are not the ones who were chosen first. We are the last ones chosen, and because we have a generous God, we do receive the wages of our labor. The wages are life eternal, and the labor is loving the way Jesus taught us to love. When we love our God and love our neighbor, we bring the good news, and everyone will know we follow Jesus. We will see the open gate of Jesus Christ and know we have a generous God. Amen. Let us pray. Generous God, you have promised to open your kingdom to all people, despite their circumstances. Bring us close to you and help us to proclaim the good news of your generosity. Open the gate of Jesus Christ to all people, because Jesus is our Savior and Lord. Amen.